lines are once again hour three of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those. On us, again, freetalklive.com. We're going to continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Plus, when we get a chance, we'll get back to the 10 things, medical myths that are being perpetrated upon people by the medical establishment, or at least according to USA Today. Whether they're myths or not, we'll leave up to you to decide. We'll get to that, but first we continue with your calls. Gene is on the line in Tennessee on the AMP line. Hello, Gene.
Well, hello. I wanted to talk to you about something you mentioned earlier, because you stated that you were under the impression that yesterday that I agreed with you that once somebody aggresses, they lose their right to keep and bear arms, and I don't agree with that at all.
Well, if you shoot them, then they're going to be losing their right, right?
Well, they would be losing perhaps their life, or perhaps they would get maimed by somebody else, but... what I'm getting at is the right, all your rights exist as long as you exist. And even if you're on death row, which is a...
But they don't really exist, though, do they? They only exist in our minds.
Well, this is a discussion that people have had. Either they do exist or they don't exist. If they truly don't exist, then we're a sorry lot, because that means that murder is just as valid as anything else. You know, I can murder you and take your stuff. That would be just as valid as not murdering you and not taking your stuff if you didn't have rights. So,
I'm not saying I disagree with the idea of rights. I like it. I like the idea and fully support the idea. But I'm just telling you, Gene, and I think you know this, that rights are just a concept, just like the government is a concept. It's just a delusion.
I don't know that, because in my worldview, rights are created just like we are. They're created by our Creator.
I see.
And as such, they are... they cannot be destroyed. In other words, my right to keep and bear arms follows me wherever I go. When I go to China, I have a right to keep and bear arms. Typically, I usually buy a switchblade when I'm over there, which is also illegal. But I would buy a firearm over there if I could find one. And, you know, if I ever move there, I just might do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm getting at is the right follows you wherever you go, and it exists as long as you exist. But that right can be violated by people, and that's what we're seeing today. Now, again, taking it to the extreme, a man on death row has the right to keep and bear arms. Now, Mark was bringing that up earlier, and he said, well, yeah, he has, you know, he would get a bazooka and blow a hole in the wall. And that's true. It's absolutely true. That's why it's up to the jailers to make sure that he doesn't get a gun. But if he got a gun... you couldn't say that it wasn't his right to have it.
But
it's up to the jailers to make sure he doesn't get it.
If it's his right, then it would be wrong for the jailers to keep the bazooka from him.
Well, then the jailers may be wrong. I'm not saying that they're right or wrong. I'm just making the point that the right exists forever.
Let me jump in here real quick on this creator.
I guess we just disagree.
Thing.
Yeah, what we disagree, I think, is a fundamental issue of what whether rights exist.
Gene, would you agree that butterflies were created in the same way that humans were created?
Well, I believe they were created by God, yes.
Okay, and so you believe that then man was created in the image of God, and you take that from the Holy Bible, right?
I believe that we are a spiritual image, not necessarily a physical image, yes.
That's the terminology they use. And that's what separates us from the beasts. So we're created in a special way above the butterflies, right?
I believe that, yeah.
Okay, and I believe that too. However, what you have to base it on is the same book that says that Noah floated around on the world in a giant boat for a year. And so I don't have any more information to say what you're saying is true. And when you say we're a sorry lot, I'd like to go to, well, there's chimpanzees out there, and you would consider me right, that I would be within my rights to shoot the chimpanzee, take his stuff, whatever his stuff might be, and then consume his body, if I so wished. And I would not have violated any kind of moral code whatever, right?
Yeah.
So, like, there's a mess. Maybe the rights thing's a mess, too.
No. The thing is, the animals are animals. I mean, they're there for food and raiment and things of that nature that they're not necessary. They don't have a soul like you and I do. So, yes, you would have the right to kill a gorilla and take his skin and make a coat out of it.
But it's your claim that they don't have a soul. You've no evidence
for
that.
Of course, again, these things are things that you can put out there, but you're not going to be able to prove. No more than somebody, I was just chatting with somebody on the chat board that was saying that they have, the only right that exists is one negative right. And I said, well, his point about one negative right being the only right that exists is no more valid than my point. I mean, he's making a claim, I'm making a claim.
Right, because
so these are things that we can discuss.
And that's all this is. It's just academic discussion here because, I mean, you say that you've been given rights, but people can infringe upon them. So if people can infringe upon the rights, thereby negating, you know, your actual ability to exercise those rights, then what's the point of even having them?
Well, but see, the fact that they're infringing on my rights justifies my action in killing them. You see?
I see where you're coming from.
That's another right that I have. I have the right to defend my rights and my family.
So basically, you're saying you have a justification to abridge their rights or violate it if they've aggressed against you? I mean, they still have the right, but you just have a I can see it in the same way. I think in practical terms, you're talking about the same thing. You're saying you have a legitimate reason to deny somebody their liberty, whether that's freedom of movement or freedom to arms, if they have in some way violated somebody else's equal rights.
But that same murderer has the right to rip the throat out of a jailer because he's been denying him the right to bear arms.
I agree. That's why the jailer should be very careful. Because
The jailer can't be right to take the gun away, and the guy can't be right to defend his right to bear arms.
Yeah,
Mark,
if you're on
death row, what have you got to lose by ripping out the jailer's throat?
Not much.
Okay,
however, but that doesn't change the fact that I wasn't on death row, I was a murderer, and I didn't rip any of my jailer's throats out. So I think that I did the right thing, and the evidence is that I got out more quickly as a result. So,
well, but in the case of somebody aggressing against you, I think you can say that they still have the right. You're just justified in abridging their right if they're aggressing against you. I mean, it's just semantics.
Rights
can be violated, but they cannot be destroyed.
Presuming you believe in rights.
Neither can they be created. I mean, they can be created by the Creator, but they can't be created by man. That's why we have this problem when we use this term civil rights. There's no such thing as a civil right.
Gotcha, Gene. Anything else on your mind?
Well, that was about it. I just wanted to clarify that I don't necessarily agree that somebody loses their rights because they commit some action. Because that's how they wind up violating our Second Amendment rights left and right. They say, well, you're a lawbreaker, therefore you don't get your Second Amendment, like they do with you, Mark.
They
have no right to do that.
I concur with that.
Well, apparently they do, because they get away with it, and there's not much we can do about it.
Strap on one and carry it just like anybody else. It's
and
just
go to prison for 10 years and be separated from my family.
Yeah, that's just the problem, you know. I mean, I agree with what you're saying, Gene, in principle. I agree that if somebody violates your rights, and I think that rights are a good concept and that we should all believe in and respect them in other people, and that if somebody does violate them with aggression against you or your family, you absolutely have the right to defend yourself. But I think we also all know that taking action in that way, if it's the government people that are offending your rights, is going to result in you losing your life and your family losing you. So it's just not a very practical application of things. I think that...
We also have to realize the government people are not the government people. They're men and women just like you and me. They think that they have some kind of authority.
I only label them that way to separate them from the rest of us, because they are the ones who are the aggressors. They are the ones who aggress against... they aggress as a part of their job. And I support the idea of defending oneself against aggression, but at the same time, I also support peace and achieving the voluntary society through peaceful means, and I don't think that fighting back... against the government is going to get us there. I thank you. I don't think you're advocating that either. I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And that's frustrating. You know, to somebody like me who's come from that sort of constitutional background and having an appreciation for the right to bear arms, and the idea that it supposedly keeps the government at bay, but it hasn't. It hasn't kept the government at bay at all, and nor would it. It would just encourage them to do more violence upon you if you decided to use violence on them.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Show is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Gil Edwards of Termco Life Insurance Agency, protecting your family against financial loss due to an untimely death. Call 1-800-685-3314 for Termco. 1-800-685-3314. Gil Edwards, Termco Life Insurance Agency.
You do not want to leave your family's future over to the hands of the government in some instances of your untimely death. So,
all right. We continue with your phone calls and go to Justin in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Justin. Justin in Maryland. Going once. Did we lose Justin? Let's try Krister in Sweden. Krister, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
I have a really cute little story for you guys.
Okay, go ahead.
Imagine, it's a driver's license story. Imagine you have been driving, you are from one country, and you have had your driver's license for 25 years, and it's an international license. Then you decide to move to Sweden, and you're driving along, and for 3 years you're driving your car, and you're getting stopped by in traffic controls, and nothing happens. Mm-hmm. It's all la-di-da. And then you decide, okay, I'm going to settle down in Sweden.
Hello?
And so,
okay, go ahead. You decide what?
To settle down, to get a citizenship.
Gotcha.
And then you continue driving, and because you have had your driver's license for a quarter of a decade, you think, okay, I'm a good driver.
I thought you said 25 years, quarter of a century?
Yeah.
Quarter of a century, I'm sorry, 25 years.
Go ahead.
And then all of a sudden, after more than 1 year having a Swedish citizenship, you get stopped in another traffic control, and the policeman say, excuse me, but since you have been a Swedish citizen for over 1 year, this international driver's license is not valid for you to drive, to carry a car or a vehicle in traffic. Mm. You need to have a Swedish driver's license. So this guy,
they want the money.
That's right. And so this guy, the stupid thing is now, he was actually taking, and not knowing about the rule and the 1 year limit here, and he was actually taking a he got his Swedish driver's license. Now, what happened was, since he was stopped before he actually got his Swedish driver's license in the traffic control, they took away his driver's license from him.
So he was stopped. Well, hold on a second. Let me see if I've got this straight. He applied for a citizenship but was stopped before the process was completed?
No. The citizenship was all clear, all due. Everything was okay with his citizenship. He's a naturalized Swede now.
Okay.
But this guy, he had been living in Sweden as a Swedish citizen for over 1 year. The previous 3 years, he didn't actually apply for citizenship. He was driving along with his license.
So he was fine until he got the citizenship. Then a year after, they said, hey, you need to take care of this. But they did what to him after that?
Well, it gets a little complicated because he actually applied to get a Swedish driver's license.
Was that before he got the warning? He applied for the driver's license?
Before the warning, before he was caught in the, and he actually got,
So he was waiting on the driver's license when they gave him the hassle?
Yes.
The problems?
That's right.
And what
he
did
was
they?
Was waiting for it, and he got it, and then they decided 1 week later, after he got it in his hands, he had it for 5 days, and then they decided, okay, you have been driving illegally in Sweden, so we're going to take back your driver's Swedish driver's license. Can you believe that?
So what's going to happen now?
He's going to get it suspended for 6 months. So if he wants to legally drive in Sweden, this guy, he has to apply for another citizenship. And how do you say? You move out. You leave Sweden. You're an immigrant.
So he has to come back in order to immigrate.
Yeah, if he emigrates, he can actually use his international driver's license and drive in Sweden totally legally.
So crazy. The bureaucratic morass is just so just irritating to hear about. And it sounds just like a story that would have happened here in any Department of Motor Vehicles with, you know, the paperwork didn't go through in time, and so therefore you're in violation. And, okay, well, yeah, you're telling us you just signed up for this, but we don't see it here in our system, so we're just going to revoke any privileges that you have. Thanks for being a Swedish citizen.
Yep.
What was the point? What was the point in even becoming a citizen in the first place? Why bother with that? Was there some sort of legal reason that he did that?
I don't know. I think he just wanted to stay here, and so
you would have been able to stay if you're an international person. You can't stay beyond a certain period.
Oh yeah, you can. Sure, you can stay, but I think decided to pay taxes. I don't know.
Weird. Yeah, I don't get it. Like, why would you want to voluntarily choose to become a citizen? Doesn't make sense to me, but some people do, I guess. And they probably don't understand that
membership has its benefits. I don't know. Some people buy that shit.
We got a mute click. I had to dump that out. Yep. Goodbye. 800-259-9231. I know it's not Europe. I think you can say things like that in Europe, but not around here.
Yep. Well, you know, we're a little more pious here in the United States. You know how that goes.
All right. So, yeah, it does sound like a totally believable story. But I'd like to point out that the reason I'm so confused as to why anybody would want to become a citizen is because they don't really exist. As our friend Mark Stevens over at markstevens.net, that's Mark with a C, markstevens.net, as he has explained so eloquently, that at least here in the United States, and I expect that you would see similar court decisions in other Western countries, because a lot of the law that we have is very similar, like in Australia.
English-speaking countries, yeah. I mean, that English common law basis, they're very similar.
Correct. The U.S., U.K., Australia. But maybe even some of the European countries would have similar decisions, where basically they say that in cases where people expected the government to do something for them, for instance, the police, they expected them to come and save them, or they expected them to respond to a call or something like that, and they didn't. You know, a lawsuit would be drawn up, and they'd go after the cops, and it would be taken up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court would say, nope, sorry, no obligation here on our part. Sorry, hey, sorry, you lost
some of the most egregious cases too. This isn't just where, well, my TV got stolen and the cops didn't do anything about it. This is the kind of stuff where they were warned multiple times. They, the guy that, you know, you have a restraining order on is going to come kill me right now.
Yeah. And he did. Yeah. You know, he did come and kill somebody, and then the lawsuit was filed, and the result was that there is no obligation to provide protection to you. We'll come back with more.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number for you to bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, toll-free 800-259-9231, SACL CAI. Brings you that number, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com. Features including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, even a webcam. It's all free for you. Listen.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
AudiblePodcast.com offers over 80,000 hours of audio programs from 270 different content providers that include audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines and newspaper publishers, podcasters, and business information providers. And you can try out any of those many different types of audio entertainment by going to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. One that I found to be very enticing. I have yet to get it and spend my time listening to it, but it was the Politically Incorrect Guide to American History, and I think that might appeal to some of our listeners.
So I was talking about Mark Stevens, markstevens.net, his website. That's Mark with a C. He is one of the most iconoclastic people out there, I think, right now in our movement. And I love Mark Stevens. He's a great guy. I got the chance to meet him this year at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, where he gave a fantastic presentation, which It spanned,
it really brought the house down, I must say.
It needed more time. That was my only critique.
I found it very entertaining.
Somebody didn't communicate effectively how much time he might need, or that he didn't get what the time was he expecting. I don't know, but hopefully next year he'll be back with like a whole afternoon or something to talk, because it was that good. But one of the things that he talks about, and I think is so iconoclastic and so wonderful because it's so effective, to me at least, I felt really persuaded by this point when I first heard about it, and that is that there is no such thing as a citizen. I know, we've all been told in the government school system and by our parents and in the entire society that surrounds us that, well, you're a U.S. citizen. We're all U.S. citizens.
You're special.
You've probably had to check a box on an employment form that says I'm a U.S. citizen in order to get a job. So it's been pretty effectively pounded into us that we must be U.S. citizens.
Well, because citizen implies that you're giving a duty of allegiance in exchange for a duty of protection from a government.
Exactly. That is my understanding, at least, of the definition of a citizen as far as a legal definition is concerned. And when you look at what the government people have been saying, the court people, the ones that wear the robes, the people that call themselves the Supreme Court, you can look at decision after decision over the years where they have reiterated over and over again that the government at no level, local, state, federal, no level of government has any obligation to provide you with protection or anything else for that matter. They have no obligation to provide you with anything resembling a service or product at all. And so if that's true, it completely invalidates the whole idea of a citizen. Because if you are owing a duty of allegiance to the state, whatever imaginary thing that is, if you owe a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation for them to protect you, and they're telling you, hey, we don't have an obligation to do anything for you, then you don't owe them anything.
Right.
So therefore, there is no citizen. It's all a big lie that people are told. It's just a big scam to get them to believe in the state and to believe that they're owed something from the state. And, you know, when the chips are finally going to come down, as Obama has said, they're out of money. Look at the obligations they've supposedly created for themselves. The Medicare, the Social Security, the trillions of dollars that are out there into the future that it's going to cost.
The foreign aid.
Foreign aid, the military, the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars here that these people have spent, how can you even expect them to come through on their promises? So down the line, when the government decides, if they don't crash and burn within the next few years, down the line, when reckoning day comes for these government programs and they decide that, well, the only way we're going to be able to save Social Security or save Medicare, we'll just look at Social Security, it's its own mess. The only way we can save Social Security is to raise the retirement age to 85 and cut the benefits. That might actually put it off for another 10 or 15 years, depending on how drastically they make the cuts.
Even if they do put it off, as all the politicians are going to do is go back in and raid the general fund where the Social Security money is kept anyway. Social Security, big lie.
But basically, if they have to change all of the terms of what the agreement was, it's just more evidence to say that there never was an agreement in the first place. You're doing business with an armed gang of people that will change the way they do their business at the the flick of their wrist. I mean, it's just no big deal to them. Yep. They can change the terms any time, and you just have to put up with it. And so if people file lawsuits in that case saying, well, I paid into this program my whole life. I paid 15% of my income, because it's 7.5% that you'll see taken out of your check. You don't see the other 7.5% that the business you're working for is taking out before it even gets to your check. So you put in 15% of every single paycheck into the system, and then you're turning 60. You're about to turn 65, and they say, well, we're raising the retirement age to 80. And then you file a lawsuit along with all the other people that were about to turn 65, and the Supreme Court kicks it back in your face saying, sorry, we have no obligation to provide you with anything. Sorry you got into bed with us.
That's how it is. Likely they won't do it exactly like what you're saying. I mean, it's unlikely they would go from 65 to 80.
Because
the people that are receiving Social Security are the ones that are most likely to vote. than people in that age bracket. So they don't want to screw with those people. They don't want to screw with
them. It doesn't matter if they vote them out. It doesn't matter at that point, right? These people, even if they go and vote the next year, they can vote in a whole new batch of politicians, and that Supreme Court's going to say the same damn thing.
Right.
And the Supreme Court doesn't get voted in
to
anyway.
To me, it's more likely that the United States government would just raise the amount of money that the people, you know, they might raise the age somewhat, but it's, you know, why not just jack up the amount of money that people that are working have to pay?
Yeah,
and what
30%.
Do the older people have to care? You know,
they might do that.
I paid in, but and you know, the United States government would rather the economy falter than to do what you're talking about, some huge step in the other direction.
All I'm saying is, if it came to that, the result from the Supreme Court would be, we owe you nothing.
Yep, that's what it would be.
We took your money, made you promises, but we still don't owe you anything. They'll never say, well, you're not citizens, but it's proof. It's just more proof that there is no such thing. Anyway, I love that point. All right, let's continue and go to your phone calls. Carla, ladies first. Carla is on the line in New Hampshire, organizer of the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival. Saw you out at the Free Keen Fest this weekend, Carla. Hope you're doing well. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just calling to say hi, of course, and great show as always. And yes, I did see you at the Free Keen Festival, which was wonderful.
There were so many people there, I barely had a chance to do more than just wave at you, because there's just, at one point, there was a count of over 70 people attending our wonderful little Free Keen Fest. Now, you're probably expecting a few hundred more at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. What's the news? What's happening? What do you have to tell our listeners?
Well, what I wanted to tell you is we have the current schedule online, which is at www.porkfest.com, and people can go take a look at that, and that should help everyone with their planning for Porkfest. For those people who haven't registered yet, it's still $20, and registration is still open. A couple of highlights we have going on is we've put together bus tours. We actually have a Free Stater who just recently bought an actual bus.
Yeah, I saw that thing over the weekend. They bought a. It's not the hugest of buses, but it's definitely like one of those city buses you see driving around Keene. Not a full size city bus like we used to have in Sarasota, but kind of a 22 seater. It's a big, fairly large bus. I think it was Mark Warden, the Porcupine Realtor, and one other investor got into that, and I guess they're going to sell advertising on the side of it and take a bunch of Free Staters and Liberty activists around to different events with it. It's like going to be a party bus or something. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what the plans are.
Officially now the party bus. I believe it has AC, some rocking music, and they may have had some beverages.
How many libertarian parties around the country have their own bus that they can drive around in? Just doesn't happen.
Exactly.
These are the greatest activists I've ever come across.
I know, and it's going to be wonderful. We have, an experienced bus driver, and we're going to have some tour guides, and we'll have a tour going down to Portsmouth on Wednesday, the 24th of June. And that sounds like a really great day. I believe it's going to leave around 8 o'clock.
So there are things going on before the actual event starts. I'd like to hang on to you, Carla, and have you tell us a little bit about that, because the event itself is shorter officially this year, but it sounds like there's still more going on. I want to find out more. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one.
Think about this.
The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, enough time for your call. If you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We are talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and that's going to be a place you'll be able to come to and hang around with, hang out for days with liberty-loving people at a wonderful campground that I've yet to have the opportunity to visit, so I'm excited to come up to Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire. It's going to be a nice little drive from here in Keene, probably 2.5-3 hours or something like that. I haven't mapped it out quite yet, but it's going to be up in the northern part of the state, which I've yet to actually have a chance to go up and see, and it's a great time of the year, I think, to be up there. We've got Carla on the line with us. She is the organizer of the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival, and you're calling tonight, Carla, to announce that the schedule for Porkfest 2009 is up on the website being porkfest.com. That's pork with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com, which I think is great because now people can see what's coming up, what is planned to be going on. And Carla, give us some more highlights here. You were talking about something actually going on before Porcupine Freedom Festival actually kicks off on Thursday the 25th. There's something happening on that Wednesday, and that's going to be a bus tour?
Yes, we're going to have 2 bus tours, and we decided to do it on the Wednesday and Thursday just because there's so much going on Friday and Saturday, and then, of course, the big closing ceremony on Sunday, that we wanted to give people the opportunity, particularly if they're coming from out of state, you know, they can come up a day early or so, maybe fly in on Tuesday, come in, come up to Lancaster on Wednesday, and then take the bus tour. So on Wednesday, we'll be going to Portsmouth, and that sounds like a really great tour. They'll be going down. It's a fair amount of, you know, driving. It's about 3 hours on the road. So.
Yeah, but it's good company. So you're going to be on a bus with other liberty-minded people, and I'm sure that time is going to just fly right by, not to mention the scenery is quite nice up here, so I don't think that'll be a problem for people.
Exactly. And actually, I've talked to a lot of people, you know, Free Staters who've actually made the move after coming to Porkfest, as mm-hmm. a lot of us do. You know, we come, we have a great experience, and then we decide to make the move. And one of the people, Mark Warden, our Porcupine realtor, had really enjoyed the bus tours when he came. And so really, you know, you're stuck on a bus. What are you going to do? You have to talk to other people. So it's a good way to make some new friends.
Has Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com, our co-host Dale, approached you about a Keene area bus tour at all? Has he talked to you about that?
You know, he hasn't talked to me yet. We're obviously open to that. We would have to figure out the schedule. As you mentioned, Lancaster is sort of up there, which is a pro because we're far away from everything and we can have a lot more fun. But I'd certainly be happy to talk to him, and I will actually shoot him an email right after this.
Okay, that would be awesome. So what are some other highlights? I mean, I'm looking at the list of things going on. There's everything from morning hikes to Pimp My Activism with Mike Barsky, who we were just talking about last night. I mean, Mike Barsky is who's become this super activist. He talked about in his recent post at freekeen.com how he was basically a nobody hermit before he moved here to New Hampshire, and now he's all over the place. I mean, Nick, he helps you guys out over at Free Minds TV. Of course, your
every
website,
week.
Yep, freemindstv.com. You can go there and see the episodes that Mike is working behind the scenes on. And so he's going to be doing Pimp My Activism, which is a great interactive seminar where activists who've had run-ins with the law give their tips and their experiences, and they'll actually act, you know, they'll do some role playing on how best to deal with law enforcement people and government bureaucrats that are looking to hurt you. So that's a couple of the things that are going on. You've got cooking contests, the cook-off. Tell us what you are excited about seeing happen. I'm just glancing at the list here and picking things out. What is exciting to you as the organizer?
Well, I'm excited about everything. One thing that jumps to mind immediately is the massages, which one of our Free Staters will be offering, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to need one by then.
Oh, massage, gotcha.
Just a little stressed, but yeah, definitely that. One thing I did want to tell you about also is the Appleseed shoot that will be going on. That is a different organization, Appleseed. They do rifle training. I just mm-hmm. did one a couple of weeks ago. It's intense and grueling, but very, very fun. And I came from New York and originally from South Africa and not a big gun person. Got my first gun here, realized I didn't know what I was doing, took the class and feel really empowered.
Cool. So there's going to be opportunities
so that
to...
We'll also be having a newbie shoot for the shooters. But then in terms of fun stuff, I think
Porkfest... Speaking of fun, I see poker and other games listed here. Will there be a possibly civil disobedience going on at this Porkfest?
I suspect things may be unlicensed, and there's not actual anything planned. Although, you know, I have talked to some activists that are coming up from New York City, and they were very interested in, you know, well, we're going to have a bunch of people up here. What can we do? So I wouldn't be surprised if things sort of organically happen.
When you get around these people, these activists, these people that have moved to New Hampshire in order to be to live more free and to get active for more freedom in our liberty in our lifetime. They get together and they just self-organization just starts to happen spontaneously. Ideas will be thrown out there. There's a Porkfest forum, a sub-forum over at the Free State Project where people are talking about some of the things they're going to be doing. And I know the discussions are going on elsewhere. I've heard that there's going to be somebody who's giving tattoos out, which will be cool because that'll be basically civil disobedience, getting a tattoo from somebody who's not, you know, using a government permit to operate in that particular location. So there'll be that. Of course, there's still rumors about the Fun 10. I haven't heard anything about whether that's going to happen yet or not. I don't know what kind of details Jason Osborne is trying to iron out about that. But that's a possibility. You know, and then all kinds of other things that you mentioned. Like you mentioned, Carla, the activists might just get in their cars and drive up to one of those internal checkpoints we've talked about so many times on this show and, I don't know, pile out of their cars with video cameras. Who knows what they'll end up doing when you get that many people together and get them active. It's very exciting.
It is absolutely exciting. And I think, you know, just to conclude, in the end, Porkfest is about what you make it. So people will come, they'll have fun, they'll choose what they do. There's stuff on the schedule, there's unscheduled stuff, which we can't put on the schedule, but it'll be a whole lot of fun for everyone, people from families, single people, the whole gamut.
I think. Obviously, families are not going to be so interested necessarily in loading the family into the minivan and testing the checkpoint, but there are going to be things for families to do. There are going to be a lot of families there, people with kids. Kids are going to be able to meet other kids their age and get to know one another and play together. And you know, I'm seeing things on the list here of things like kickball tournaments, so horseshoe tournaments, so fun sporting.
I'm going to kick those little kids' butts in kickball.
That's not what kickball means.
Oh, and our friends Jason and Pete are going to be here from the Motorhome Diaries, coming back up. They're making their trip up here this direction, from what I understand, relatively soon, and they're going to be here, so you'll be able to meet Jason and Pete, and a lot of the activists that you hear on this show, they're going to be in attendance. You know, people like Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. I can't guarantee he's going to be there. He kind of floats about, but their odds are good.
Yeah. I'd bet on it.
Yeah, odds are very good that a lot of the names, if you will, of this movement are going to be there. And, of course, Free Talk Live broadcasting live. Free Minds TV, you're going to be there.
Broadcasting.
You are going to be broadcasting?
We are working on getting one piece of equipment.
Okay.
Which people can chip in on at over the website.
How can they do that?
Go to freemindstv.com, and we have a chip-in a widget up, so they can chip in for that. It's like $150. We might just go ahead and buy it. So right now we're planning on, we are going to be filming, and hopefully we'll have a live webcast up.
Great. So the New Hampshire Liberty Media is going to be well represented, and we've all got our fingers crossed and are hoping that our friend Sam Dodson is released from his jail cell so he can join us for this particular Porcupine Freedom Festival, because it won't be the same without him.
It absolutely would not be the same. I think, you know, I when I picture Porkfest, I see his face.
All right, Carla, anything else you want to share with our listeners tonight?
That's pretty much it. The one thing I would mention is if anyone's interested in volunteering at Porkfest, they can shoot me an email at porkfest@freestateproject.org.
Great.
We're always looking for volunteers, and it's a wonderful way to meet people and to really get hooked into the movement.
It's a blast. I've had a lot of fun both times I've been, and I look forward to this year. Thank you, Carla, for the call tonight and the update. Still looking here at just a list of things going on, fun stuff, the cooking contest, of course, picnics. We've got panel discussions as well. There's the occasional discussion, speech. Varen Swearingen, the president, will be giving his State of the FSP speech, giving out some awards. And then more fun stuff for families and kids. Dance Dance Revolution is going to be played there. Mini golf, apparently all kinds of stuff. Soapbox Idol, prepare your best 3-minute rant on the Liberty topic of your choice and be judged by Gardner Goldsmith, as well as Angela Keaton and Chris Lawless, the organizer of the Liberty Forum. So be judged by Gardner Goldsmith.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Stakel CAI and their principal over there, Jason Osborne. They are a collections company, and they collect with respect. If you want to find out more about Stakel CAI, go to freetalklive.com and see their banner at the right-hand side of the page.
All right, it's been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And we'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.